Okay, let's begin our discussion of Menachas Daf Kuf Yud. Menachas Kuf Yud, and we'll start with Kuf Tesim Abeis. Today's year's sponsor, L'Refua Shalema, Yeshua Meir Ben Rachel Sara. Yeshua Meir Ben Rachel Sara, L'Refua Shalema. Okay, Kuf Tesim Abeis, we are on to the last daf here in Maseches Menachos, and we just had the stories, the two versions of the stories of the two brothers, Chonyo and Shimi, who was the one that tricked two different versions. It is interesting. I didn't get to mention that they had opposite conclusions. There is a machlokas exactly what Chonyo did wrong, but even if it says did not give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did not build the temple to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went to Alexandria of Mitzrayim, and Halal L'Shem Avodas Kochavim, some say wasn't Mamash Avodas Kochavim, but it was just not L'Shem Hashem. But either way, it's interesting that in the story, in the version, that he was the one that was setting up, he was doing something wrong, he ended up giving L'Shem. And according to the one that said he didn't do anything wrong, he was set up, so then that ended up that he was L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Maybe to show the extremes, how far people could fall, or how far people could go up in either direction. Even if somebody falls and does something so wrong, still he could do L'Shem Hashem in order to try to get back. Or the opposite, even if somebody didn't do anything wrong, but he could fall. Interesting, I saw the Margolis Hashas quotes a story that somebody once came to the Chazon Ish. He was going out, a guy was going out with a girl that was 2 years older than him. And he wondered, is there anything wrong with that? That the girl's gonna be older than the guy. So Lamaisa, the poskim say there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong, and, it's fine. So the Chazon Ish says, and for sure 2 years there's nothing wrong. So they said, "What do you mean 2 years?" It's a Gemara Menachos Daf Kuftes. What's the Gemara? The Gemara says the story that Chonyo was appointed by Shimon HaTzadik, and he was 2.5 years younger than his older brother. So what do we have to know that for? What do we have to know? And 2.5, not even just two and a half. The Chazon Ish says, 2.5 is the minimum of, you know, does it make a difference? Is it significant, the difference in the years? So 2 years, it's for sure nothing, it's not a problem. You wrote it right, maybe that from 2.5 years could teach us something. Okay, but either way, that's that. But again, Shimon HaTzadik, Mar Yuma. Shimon HaTzadik himself, I mean, we learned about him a little bit yesterday, but I found I found the Rav Salvation that I mentioned with Piyah Shmua. I found it inside yesterday. So in the Divrei Arav, in Rav Shechler's third Sefer, about Rav Salvation, he quotes Shimon HaTzadik, he quotes this whole story on page Yudalit, going through Yud Zayin. Again, it's the pirish of seeing the black and seeing the white. So he says that, he quotes, Shimon HaTzadik Shebiyamav Higiya Hakuna Gadol Lamarim Tifarta, it reached the highest level in his days, as we could imagine, Yuma Daflamites, as we mentioned yesterday, but again, let's read it today. We have a little time to read it today. The Gemara talks about what amazing the situation was in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Yuma, in Taraf Bakalfi, talks about the amazing nisim that took place Bizman Shimon HaTzadik. Arbaim Shana Shimei Shimon HaTzadik Hayagoral Ola B'Yamin Mikan Ve'elach Pa'amim Ola B'Yamin U'Pa'amim Ola B'Smol. The Goral of Lashem, when he stuck his hand in to get the Kalfi, to get the which one is going to be Lashem, which one is going to be Lazazel, always get up on the right hand, which was a Simon Tov. Vayalashon Shol Zahoris Malbin. And the Lashon, the red ribbon, used to turn white in his days. Mikan Ve'elach Pa'amim Malbin Pa'amim Pesheino Malbin. Vayaner Ner Ma'aravi Dolek, and the Ner Maravi always was Dolek, right? It always stayed lit. Mikan ve'elach pamim Dolek pamim Kaba. Ve'eishal Ma'aracha Mizgaber, and the fire of the Ma'aracha was always strong. Right, everything kept going strong in the days of Shimon HaTzadik. And afterwards, you know, it didn't. And then it quotes even what we've discussed in other contexts. Here, next one. Finish talcha bracha ba'omer u'bishtei alechem u'alechem apanim. And there was bracha in all of the special carbonous mincha. The omer, the shtei alechem, the lechem apanim. V'kol kohen shemagio kizayis, yesh ochlo v'saveya v'yesh ochlo u'mosir. Every kohen got a lot, he got a little, he got a lot, but it all tasted good. It all satiated. But afterwards, Nishtalcha Meir Ba'Omer, there was a curse in the Omer, the Shtei Alecha, the Lechem upon him. V'chol Kohen Magia Kapul, every Kohen just got the size of a bean. Hatsnuin Moshkenes Yideim, Vagargaranim, Oklin, Va'Oklin. The Tsnuin used to not take anymore. And the Gargaranim, the gluttons, used to take. So what does that mean? The tsnuim, so that's the discussion here, the Tosfos Yeshanim, maybe they couldn't get a kezias anymore. So therefore they said, we're not taking it anymore because we can't get a kezias anyway. So this is after Shemana Tzadik. So that's why should we even try to get? That's the discussion here in Rashi and the Tosfos Yeshanim. Rashi says, Kol koin magia kapol she'eno kezias, me'achar shorosh she'eno masbiya tsnuim moshkin esideyem. They got less than a kezias, so they saw it was not masbiya, so they were moshech yideyim. So, one second. If it would have been masbiya, then they would have taken less than a kezias? Sounds like it wasn't a kezias, and it wasn't masbiya. Maybe from Rashi you could learn that if it was masbiya, then they would take it even if it wasn't a kezias. And the Tosfos Yeshanim here says, Omer Rebbe, the Dafka Magio Kapul, Aval Kezias Lohaya Moshech Yideyim. The opposite. If it was a kezias, they wouldn't have been Moshech their hands, because once it's a kezias, it doesn't matter whether it's Masbi or not. The only reason was both. Why? Kidimu Lekayim Mitzvah Zachila. If it was still a kezias, they would still get the mitzvah. Achila. Aval Kan Lohaya Mitzvah Zachila Legamre. It wasn't a complete mitzvah, kivan she'ein shem ela kapul v'lo hayu svein. So, if it was a kezias, they would have taken it anyway because they're doing a mitzvah. If it wasn't a kezias, and it was a masbiya, then there's no reason to. No benefit, no mitzvah, and no masbiya. So, this is one of the sources, one of the places where the Mefarshim discuss. So, is there a concept of chatzi shir by mitzvos? Right, we know the Gemara in Yuma later on, Gemara in Yuma in the beginning of the last parak, on the Ayin Daled, and Gimel Mabez, and Amon Aleph quotes the sugi of Chatzi Shir by Isurim, Machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether Chatzi Shir is Aser Minat Torah or not. What about Chatzi Shir by Mitzvos? Is there any idea, significance of eating half a kezias of matzah, if that's all I have? Half a kezias of anything, that is half a kezias of Truma? So this Gemara is brought as one of the sources. Right, what is the Tosfos Yeshanim language? It's not a mitzvah, I say legamre. Does that mean it's some mitzvah, or it's totally not? Question how you read it. Maritz Chayes here in Yuma, Daf Lamites, quotes from the Chassam Sofer that maybe when it comes to lechem apanim and karbonis, it's different. Maybe the mitzvah is for it to be eaten, not to eat it. It's a question about the chefsa, not about the gavra ha'ochel, not the matamaisa, and therefore maybe that's different. That's what the Chassam Sofer is quoted here in the Maariv Chai. He also writes about it in the Tshuva. He doesn't quote it, but right about the same time, the Beis Halevi writes in his Tshuva that, yes, that's true, except by Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, of course, is a Chovas Gavra. Everybody has to eat a Kezias, and therefore it would be different. But that's all that happened after Shimon HaTzadik died. Bad whole story. While Shimon HaTzadik was in charge, so it was beautiful and amazing and nisim. So back to Rav Soloveitchik's words in the Divrei HaRav. Right, Shimon HaTzadik, he was on the highest of the high. But Shimon HaTzadik, Shenasham B'chayav, Kol Idiali, Umasos Nefesh Ha'am, B'yachas Lahod V'zivakuna Gadola, he saw, Roe Es Hayirida Hadatit V'haruchanit Shel Ha'am. He saw, though, the Am start going down. Roe Hu Was Odem Hashkia, Shkia Satkufas, Shtufas Oar V'zoar, V'hirim Kashim V'vas M'simba Olim B'rayono. He saw the Am start going down and down spiritually. And it started to go into his mind, Ulai Ulai, Harei Hu HaKohen HaAcharon HaNosei Es Degel HaKuna B'yad Rama. Maybe he's going to be the last one. Maybe he's going to be the last Kohen Gadol. HaMegen Al Kedusha Sakuna, that fights for the Kedusha. V'hamamshich Shalshelas HaZov Shal Aaron Ubanov. Ulai B'moso, Yechaba Ner Hashem Be'echal HaKodesh. Maybe when he dies, it's going to be finished. U'miyavo Acharav Ladliko. He didn't see anyone who could be in his stead. Maybe he saw his two sons, right? His two sons who he thought maybe weren't as Rali, right? As we see the stories that happened. Ulai yitgabruag shamim, gishmei ma'oraot u'mikri hazman al eishama aracha. Ulai yifazer haruach, ruach shel chol, es ashen ketores. Maybe he had these feelings. But Baram, every year he went into the Kodesh Kadashim, Hayim is Gabra Osana Sveko, Sir Hurim. He was able to overcome Mara Kodesh Kadashim, I am Mashal of Ruach Tikva Va'ometz Halev. Whenever he walked in, he had hope, he had strength, he had courage. Ki Am Yisrael Chai, Ki Kedushas HaMikdash Lo Tifakem Lo Techolel, Ki Ahecha Lo Yecharev, Chiziv Kehuna Lo Yipasek. Every year, he used to go in, and it was Yisrael Saba, used to walk in, it symbolized his feeling for Am Yisrael, Lavush Levanim, Atuf Levanim, used to see it, that he used to come out, and he was optimistic, and he was positive. He used to forget the Matzav Ha'am, Vitznoi Chayav, and he took it with him. But then came the last year. Baram b'shana achrona gal shel tugat saf al shem anatzadik kein avelus takfa alav. Hametzius hachzarit amdal lenegad enav. He saw the reality, velo zazim im koma. He couldn't get rid of that feeling and that thought. Ubishosh nechaz l'fayv l'fnim machsheves ayoma hivrika l'rega kot b'mocho. Maybe he's the last Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh Kadashim. Maybe it's the last one. Ulai zeu yom akifer acharom sheyachalti lechatos gach le'ish be'al mizbach Hashem gachalim lo chashos. Describing the avoda, the Zeir of Soloveitchik once said that he studied the avoda so much and he loved it so much, just the appreciation. If the Kohen Gadol ever had to stop in the middle on Yom Kippur, he'd be able to take over. He was a Levi, so he wasn't actually going to take over. But he's to say that it was so chaviv to him. But then he continues, Umi yodea, if next year there's going to be a Kohen Gadol. Who knows if next year there's going to be an Avodas Yom Kippurim. Upitom ra zaken lavush shchorim v'atuv shchorim. As Yisrael Saba, Pitom ofia la vasidosha la zaken mu'u rafelo mu'unan. He saw cloudiness. He saw darkness. He saw fogginess. So at that point, ukushayatza, he says, this year I'm going to die. Ainli rishus, why? Ainli rishus l'shamesh b'guna gadola. I don't have rishus. Leo shliach kineses Yisrael l'fnayv l'fnim. L'rega kat pikpakti ba'asir akuna gadola v'gor ala mikdash. L'sha kala reisi eskeses Yisrael b'dmuz zaken atuv shchorim. Yavo acher v'yishamesh tachtai. Somebody else should take over. Because I don't have the ability to have that vision. Gam achshav. And then Rav Soloveitchik writes, again, he compares it to, this is from Tavshin Gimel, right, 1943 when he gave this drasha. Tavshin Gimel. He says, Gam achshav mori v'rabosai, mara shchora v'atzvus nora'a l'prakim tkufas aleinu. Right, we hear what's going on in 1943. It says we feel like Shimon HaTzadik in that year of black. Ochezes lanu malicho tanu shevi, aval aser lanu liro. Says Yisrael Sabbath mazaki natuv shchorim v'lav shchorim. We can't think that we're done. We can't think that Am Yisrael will not be chai. Chaverai hinchem nichnasim lebeis kachi hakadoshim l'shamesh bakodesh. Al tifchadu v'al titiashu. Right, right. Don't be scared. Maybe he said this at a Chag HaSmicha. Tistaklu etev etev etiru zakin lovish levanim v'atav levanim. You can be leaders. Always think, be a positive. Yes, this was the drasha in the Chag HaSmicha. Right, in Tavshin Gimel, 1943. Okay, anyway, there's a lot more here. He talks about, a lot of other things. That's at the beginning of the drasha. Okay, that's just in general a hosafa on Shimon HaTzadik. Okay, so we are towards the bottom on Kuftes Amid Beis. We have the two versions of the story about Beis Chonyo, right? Our Mishnah holds that Beis Chonyo was not L'shem Avodah Zarah, and that the two different versions of the stories that are quoted here in the Gemara, the Rambam also paskins in the Pirush Mishnayos, like that Deah, that it was not L'shem Avodah Zarah, and obviously, it's not halacha l'maisa. There's no Beis Chonyo anymore, but the Rambam talks about that at length in his discussion, here on the Mishnah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tanya, two dots, as we start now, the last section. Amar Yeshua ben Prachya, bitchila, before I became the Nasi, kol ha'omer alei la, or for anybody told me, before I had the position, people told me, why don't you take the position? Why don't you become the Nasi? I would tie him up and put him in front of a lion. Put him in front of a lion because, you know, oh, what? I'm going to take a rabbinic position, a position of Srara? Not interested. Ata. But after I took the position, just the opposite. Kol ha'omer li le'reid mimena animata lov kumkrim shalcham, and I'll pour boiling hot water on whoever says that. Meaning, I didn't want to take it in the first place. Once I took it, it's very hard to give up a position. Person can be a big anav beforehand, but once they take the position, they don't want anybody else to take it. Where do you see that from? From Shaul HaMelech, not from his own feelings. Shari Shaul barach mimena, Shaul ran away from the position. Remember, Nechba ben Akelim, Shaul. Ukisha Allah, and once he became king though, right, the whole second half of Shmuel Aleph is his chasing David HaMelech to try to make sure he doesn't become king. Ukisha Allah, bikesh laragas David. Right, bikesh laragas David, and therefore, you see that's what happens when the position comes. What's the difference between kofto v'noso l'fnei ari and matal of kumkum shalchamin? The Marsha says that the first is more passive. You create the situation where they're going to get hurt. Right? You tie him up and let the lion do its business. The second time, he takes the actual boiling hot water and dumps it on him. right? That's even more chamor at that time, right? The mashal of koftol lefnei ari is only the beginning of what he would do. But once he has the position, it's even harder. It's even harder, and therefore, says the Marsha, that is the mashal that is given in this context, right? Yosher Nachon, he quotes this girsa, koftol lefnei ari ve'einenu maziko so biadayim. And afterwards, Gamani ba'atzmi maziko la'atil alav kumkum shamayim u'maisi shapir misho'ul dimitchila barach v'lo hizik u'kisha'ala bikesh laharok. Right, he didn't want to take it, he just ran away. But once he got the position, then he was actively involved. There is another girsa in this Gemara that we just read of Rav Shuv ben Prachya. If somebody says to me, Alei Eli, that's the way that we just read it, is the one that's accepted by Tosfos, the one that's accepted, the Lashon Acher by Rashi. But Rashi here quotes a first version, and the version is, somebody says to me, Alei Ola, if somebody tells me to bring an Ola, somebody tells me to bring an Ola, I'd say I'm not interested. That's what it's referring to, Chelchas Karbanos. Kal HaOmer Ola O Mincha B'tchila Kodem She'afesh Karbano. And nothing to do with saying to someone else. It's talking about if somebody says, they'll bring an Ola, meaning if somebody makes a neder. If somebody makes a neder, that's not a good idea. Va'amar alai Ola Mincha Nimata Ola V'chulu. Mishum De'ein Tov Lomar alai Shem Alo Yekayim. V'ksiv Ki Sechta Lindar. Better not to say it. You might not be Mekayim your neder. Right? Don't say a lie to bring a karbon. Right? That's a girsa related to Hilchas Inyanei Karbanos. Tosfos quotes this girsa and says, it's wrong. I don't agree with it. I like the other daya. And then he quotes, you can only quote this 3 times in all of Shas, right here. But here's one of them. Tosfos quotes that this is one of the 3 girsos that Rabbeinu Klunimus, the father of Rabbeinu Meshulim, on his deathbed said, delete it. Take it out. And it was Ke'ein Nevuah. Ke'ein Nevuah, middle of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Klonimus Aviv Shal Rabbeinu Meshulam Hegi Kilashin Sheni B'Shas P'tiraso V'Asofer Ta'a Bein Allah La'Ola U'Shloshe Dvarim Hegi Ki Mipi Nevuah B'Shas P'tiraso Kilu is Nevuah. Kilu Nevuah. Where does he get this Lashon from? Well, just read the 3. Zos, this one, and then there was another one that we had back in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Memhei. That's the last time we spoke about this. Memhei, that it says there, there's a Lashon in the Mishnah, Numi Rebbe Shimon. Right, what is Numi Rebbe Shimon? We spoke about that there. And also he quotes in Masechet Shavuos on Daf Yud Beis 3 times. Interesting. Where does he get this Lashon from of Ki'ilu? Ki'ilu, it's Ruach HaKodesh. Does somebody get Ruach HaKodesh at the moment that they die when they see visions? So there is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that, if you remember, the Gemara on Daf Pei Vav. You read the Gemara and you go, whoo, whoa, what a Gemara. Right, Daf Pei Vav. That's the Gemara where the Malachim are arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says one halacha regarding Tumat Saras, a detail by Safek, right, Safek Beheres Kodem Seir Lavan, or not. That's the Machlokas between the Chachamim, first the Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then later on between the Malachim. And then the Malachim say, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who's gonna decide? Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Nachmani is going to decide, because he is Yachid B'Negam, Yachid B'Alos. Right? And that's one of the most unbelievable, unusual Gemaras in all of Shas, where Shadru Shlicha Basrei, they sent a Malach to get the Malach HaMavis to get Rabbi Nachmani. He didn't come, because he didn't stop learning. And meanwhile, there was a wind, and the reeds moved, and he thought there was an attacking army, so he stopped learning. He's like, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tipach Nafshe Dehu Gabra, let so-and-so, meaning me, he says, let him die, and I'm not given over in the hands of the Malchus. Ki kahavi nicha nafshe, and as he was dying, he said, tahar, tahar. Tar, tar, and the Basco goes out and says, Ashrecha Rabba Nachmani Shaguf Chatar V'yasan Ishbascha Betar. That's the Gemara. So what does this have to do with us? It's the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes his Gemara and Paskins, Tamei. Paskins against Rabba Nachmani, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so to speak. The only time the Kesef Mishnah points out, we Paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. But Rabba Nachmani said it. He said it. He said Tar, and he was the expert. So why don't we Paskin that way? So he says, maybe he said it b'shas that he was dying. So it was like, hey, nevuah and lo b'shamayim. So probably that's where this lashon comes from. That he said it, hey, nevuah, to change the girsa. Again, he's not changing the halacha here, changing the girsa. But probably based on that Gemara and Bava Metzia, daf pei vav, that is where they get it from. That's where you get the Tosfos gets the lashon from, that it was kimi pi nevuah b'shas p'tirasa. Okay. Good. Let's continue. By the way, so we have the girsa that we have that is talking about the Ari and talking about going accepting a position, and then he, once he has the position, it's much harder to leave it. Amar Leimar Kishisha Breder of Chisela Abaya, third to last line. Rabbi Meir, Haikra Rabbi Yehuda, my Ovid Lei. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda had a machlokes whether Beis Chonya was L'Shem Shemayim or not L'Shem Shemayim. So we had the, again, different versions. Again, this is hard to say that this wasn't a machlokes in Metzius. It's a historical machlokes. What exactly happened? In this type of case, you have to say one of them was right, one of them was wrong. Right? That's that Rashi in Ksubis on Daf Nun Zayin, where Rashi says that Elu ve'elu tivrei Elokim Chayim could be said when you have different versions of what the halacha is. But if you have a machlokas about what happened, if you were both in Shir, and one person says, oh, the Rebbe said Asur, and one of them said, the Rebbe said Mutter, you can't say Elu ve'elu tivrei Elokim Chayim there. One of them heard right, and one of them didn't heard right. So l'chara, that's the same thing with the machlokas here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, right? The machlokas about what exactly happened, right? Rabbi Meir is the first version, Rabbi Yehuda is the second version, right? So you can't say Elu ve'elu there. That's the important Rashi, a Nun Zayin Amud Aleph in Meseches Ksubis, right? Rashi says, Dechi pligi trei ta'ali ba'dechad, mara marhachi, amar ploni, mara marhachi, amar ploni, chad minayo mishaker. If you have a machlokas about what the Rebbe said, somebody's wrong, says Rashi. Avol ki pligi trei amorai bedin, o be'isr v'heter, kol chad amar hachi mistavar taime, ein kan sheker. There's no sheker there if there's a machlokas. Right, kol chad v'chad svar didei ka'amar. Mar yov time alater, mar yov time alisura. Mar medami milsa la milsa, hachi, o mar medami le mbi'ini achrina. V'igal ameymar, elu ve'elu, divri elu kim chayim heim. Zimnin d'shay chay taima, zimnin d'shay chay taima. Shatam mishapech l'fi shinui hadvarim b'shinui muat. Right, that's a very important Rashi. And the Gilon HaShatz here says, look at Erev and Dafi Gimel, and the source for Elu Ve'elu. But that's Rashi. That generally we say Elu Ve'elu and both Shitas, unless there's a machlokas about what happened. So here's a machlokas about what happened. Right, and machlokas about whether it was L'Shem Avodah Zarah or L'Shem Hashem, unless something changed over time. But either way, what does Rabbi Meir do with Rabbi Yehuda's Pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda brought a Pasuk that it was L'Shem. So what does he do with the Pasuk? So look at the Tanya. So he says the Pasuk is referring to a totally different time period in history. Look at the Tanya. La'achar ma'palaso shol Sancherev, after Sancherev fell, right? Remember Sancherev, 185,000 troops around Yerushalayim, and Sancherev conquered the entire northern kingdom, and he exiled the 10 tribes, he enters all the Aseret HaShvatim, and he comes down, and he's on his way. Remember we have the Gemara in Chelek, that he's about to conquer Yerushalayim, and he says, this little tiny city, let's wait till tomorrow. And if he would have done it that day, he would have been successful. And he waited till tomorrow, and what happened overnight, his soldiers all died, 185,000 soldiers, and he went back, he couldn't believe it, he went back to his Ashur, and he went to his base of Avodah Zarah, which is amazing, right when he gets back, and his sons kill him in the base of Avodah Zarah, because they heard that he was thinking about giving an Akeda. He says, oh, this nation does Akeda, so maybe I'll do two Akedas. I'll be even better. So they went and killed him. But either way, after that whole story, Lachar Mapalasa Shosan Cherev, Yasa Chizkiyo, Chizkiyo HaMelech, he was the one that davened that was Zoche to this amazing miracle. Umatza B'nei Malachim Shayoshim B'Krono Shozov. And he found other nations. He found other nations sitting in golden wagons. He dirunch lola vodavodas kochavim. He got them not to do avodah zarah. Chizkiyo was a big tzaddik. He tried. He tried to bring people back. So he made them make a neder that they wouldn't serve avodah zarah. Shene emar bayomahu yiyeh chamesh arim be'eretz Mitzrayim medabros sfas kenan. They were speaking Sfas Kenan, right? What does that mean, Sfas Kenan? Rashi, Sfas Yisrael, Hayoshvim Be'eretz Kenan. Right, that's what it means. V'nishba'os L'Hashem Tzvakos. And they were swearing to Hashem. Holchu L'Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim U'banu Mizbeach V'he'elu Olav L'Shem Shamayim Shenemar. Here's the pasuk. V'yamhu Yeh Mizbeach L'Hashem B'soch Eretz Mitzrayim. Good. If it was Jews, right, according to the version that it was Jews, that if Chonyo took some... If it were Kohanim serving, there must have been some Jews sitting there. So besides the Isser of Shchut Echutz, possibly, or not being Makriv, then you have the separate Isser of living in Egypt. Right? Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim gets into that major sugya that is counted, as we know, three times in the Torah. It says not to live in Mitzrayim. Right? Three times, not just once. And the Mefarj, the Rambam and the Chinuch talk about what exactly is the defense of Jews living in Mitzrayim. Maybe it's only if you go back the exact same way that they came in, which al pidrush might mean the Isser is more of an unraveling of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Knesa La'aretz. It's not the per se living in Mitzrayim. It's undoing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So maybe that's why it would be limited to going back the same way that we went in. The problem is not all the psukim in the Torah that talk about this Isser talks about going back the same way. Right, one of them, I think, does. But the other ones don't. It just says not to live in Mitzrayim. So, but that answer helps somewhat. Others say the Radvaz on the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, quotes all of these opinions. Maybe it's L'schor is not a problem. Maybe only, right, if you just go for business, what if you only go, you don't go L'hishtakeya. You don't go to live there. You go there for a visit. Or you go there for business. And then you ended up living there. So the Radvaz says, maybe there be manafshach. You're not violating the Isser. Right, because after all, you didn't go down with the Kavana. Or, and right now, when you decide, you're already there, Shev Al Tasa, which is a Chiddush Gadol. You know, Mistama, if it's us to go down there, so you have to leave right away when it's, when it decides Hishtakeya. But that's the Radvaz says, and calls that Sarachian, the Radvaz, who lived in Mitzrayim. The Radvaz who lived in Mitzrayim, one of the Gedolei Poskim, besides the Rambam. So that's why that's a big discussion. But either way, that's Alexandria. And it's clear there were Jewish communities there. Remember the Gemara at the end of Masechah Sukkah with the big flags. The flags that they used to wave because the shuls were so large in Alexandria and Mitzrayim. Right? So we know there were large cases about how they lived there. Right? The Rambam's lashon is you can live anywhere in the world, just not in Mitzrayim. Right? It's best to live in Eretz Yisrael. But a Jew, there's no Isser per se to live anywhere except in Alexandria. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Aheres ye omer le'echas. So this is a continuation of that pasuk that we just quoted of the cities. Ir haheres. What does ir haheres mean? Ye omer le'echas. My ir haheres, ye omer le'echas. Kidimitargim Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef was Mitargim. Right? Tosfos often. Not here. Tosfos is getting Baba Kama. Notes. Why is Rav Yosef the one that's always Mitargim? So Tosfos always quotes, I don't believe in the Deya that says, oh, because he was blind, that's why he was Mitargim. Because Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyata Rashai Laomran Alpeh, that's why he was an expert in Targum. No! Tosfos says he was just an expert in Targum. I don't think that was, it was because of that. Okay. Kidimitargim Rav Yosef. Karta de Beit Shemesh. The Asid Lemechrav is Amer Dehi Chada Minhon. There are a number of Beit Shemeshes in the Tanakh, right? Not just one, right? Three or four places it talks about Beit Shemesh, and they're clearly different. There are different shvatim of the Beit Shemesh. The Beit Shemesh that the Aaron went back to is the Beit Shemesh that is near the present Beit Shemesh, or in, or right, the archaeological discoveries that they find right outside of Beit Shemesh. So that's the classic Beit Shemesh where the Aron went back to with Yeshua Beit Hashimshi, where the Aron was for 20 years. But there were a number of Beit Shemeshes in the I don't know if you say Batei Shemesh in the in Tanakh. But here, that's what the pasuk is referring to, because Heres could also be Cheres. As we will see, the hay and the chas switch, and the Tanakh sometimes has heres meaning destruction, right? And laharos mashu, and heres could be cheres, which is a reference to the sun in Sefer Yoshua and in Sefer Eov, as we will see. So Rav Yosef says this pasuk is referring to ir haheres, the city of cheres, beir di chadim in hon. That's one of them. Dai tel mechrav, and it's one. Had these people in it that Chizkio convinced. Shim Shahi, I didn't know it was a reference to the sun, Dechziv, Homer Lacheres, Velo Yizrach. Eov says, Will Hashem say to the Cheres, to the sun, not rise? Right, the sun rises every day, right? This is nature, and this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the system, right? The sun. Right, the Rambam writes in Yesodia Torah, we get to talk about a lot of different inyanim today. Right, the Rambam writes in Yesodia Torah, that the sun is one of the levels of beings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created, right? We have people, and we have, that's the lowest level, and then we have in this world, then we have the sun and the moon and the constellations, that's the next level up, and then there are the angels, the next level up, and the Rambam says, each of the items have self-awareness, and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have no idea, what does it mean that the sun has self-awareness, and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We can't fathom it. But we trust the Rambam, right? And there is self-awareness, and that's what the Rambam says is the pshat of what we say every Shabbos morning, right? Hashem created all of the kulam bechachma asisa, right? Not just with Hashem's wisdom He created it, but with chachma, that they have chachma bechachma asisa, right? That they have the chachma, and there's another lashon that he quotes there, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that the chera, so the sun has some type of awareness. Okay. Aviu banai me rachok ubnosai miksei haaretz. Aviu, what is that pasuk referring to? In Yeshayo, Aviu banai me rachok amarefuna elu galios shel Bavel shedaitim yushevas aleim kabanin. This is referring to the galios in Bavel. They are calm. Their daiton is miyushavas like sons. Ubinosai mikseh haaretz elu galia shoshar haaretz bavel. But in the other lands, because their das is not miyushav on them like banos like girls. Es ben yoyada. What boys are always less con than girls. Girls are always ain daiton miyushavas alayhen. Right, the Gemara says the girls have bina yaseira. Right, very often the more laid back and calmer, then sometimes males are more uptight and upset. So Ben Yoyada says, yeah, we're not talking about in general. We're talking about banim and banos means young. Who worries more about their future in terms of who they're going to marry? That's what it's referring to. Who has more daigos? Who has more worries? That's what we're talking about. He says, you see the opposite very often. Men have terdas aseichel, they have to worry about parnasa, they don't have any, but women are keres abayis, maybe they have less. Venerally, he says, benu basi amar alzman katnusam, shalom gadlu b'shanim harbe, v'abas yishla terda gadola, b'shul nisuin shalom, shem alo yuchal la'avi alima la'avi limsa la'nadunya, ube metinase, maybe her father's not going to have enough to give her. V'shem atipol b'chelek ra'abaliyal, v'shem alo timsa chen b'ene ro'eh halisosa, v'kazosa kazos machshavas shonos, ofrim bilvava, v'yeliba tarud b'davar zeh, v'gamachar tinasei. Right, Shema Adain Liba Tarad Vedaito Muvul Bela Shemalo Tisaber Visa Bailija Cheres V'chol. There's so many things to be nervous about. So in that way, in that specific way, the Ben Yoyada says maybe that's why women have more tirdus when they're younger, thinking about future. But often after that, it could be that the women are much more calmer and they're the anchor in the family, while the men are the ones that are more uptight and anxious. Okay, Vaiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Yitzchak. Amar Rav Chizdav, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Mitzur Va'ad Kartigni Matkirin. And the Marsha also here talks about why Bavel is different. We're not going to get into that right now. But Matkirin Es Yisrael V'Savim Shabashamayim. From Sur to Kartigni, so they recognized, they know about Yisrael, Rashi. Bichvodan Arishon Makirin. Vein Machadim Olam. In this area, they realize the galus of Bnei Yisrael, and they realize Aviyam Shabashamayim, Rashi, Shema'amtsin Bakarish Baruchu, Vein Ma'amtsin Bavarish Kochavim. They don't really serve idols. They recognize the galus of the Jews, and they serve Bakarish Baruchu. Umit Sur Klape Mairav, Umit Kartigni Klape Mizrach, Ein Makirin Et Yisrael, Velos Aviyam Shabashamayim. And they're not makir either. Esay Rav Simi Rav Chiya LaRav, is that really true? But don't we have the pasuk Mimizar Shemesh Ad Mavo Gadol Shmi Bagoyim Uvechol Makom Mukdar Mugash L'Shmi Umincha Tahoros? You see, everywhere they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you mean? Right, Mimizar Shemesh Ad Mavo Amar Le. So he, Rav Simi asked this to Chiya, Rav Simi Bar Chiya asked this to Rav. So Amar Le, so Rav answers to Simi, who happened to be his grandson. Simiat! Alright, Simiat! So, big discussion. What does this exclamation mean? Simi! Rashi here quotes two deus. Simiat! Number one, maybe that's a great question. Atuhu Shimi, Chacham Gadol, Umashli Davarzeh. Meaning he's saying to his grandson, you're great. Or, second Shah Rashi says that Rav was a big tsanua, he never looked up. He never looked up. He always had his eyes down. So he didn't know who was asking him this question. So, Simi, is that you? Is that you? He didn't look up. There are other pshatim, right? You look on the side. It's looking Rashi, Maseches Nida, looking, we had Rashi, earlier, right? A couple of different pshatim. The Shimon Kubetz is earlier on Daf Chavtes, or the Lashon came up there too. But either way, he says, Simiat, de karule eloka, eloka de eloka. Right? What does that mean? De karule, what's the difference between this area and outside of this area? So what's de karile elaka de elaka? So you look on the side, it says, look at what it says in the Drushas Haran. How often do we have the Drushas Haran quoted in the Ein Mishpat? Right, look in the Drushas Haran. Drushas Haran and Drush Test talks about that many times there are, the even if the Umos Olam believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, the Ramban talks about this at the end of Parshas Bo, in a very well-known piece, right, even if they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, many think that he is an unbelievable Marom God, but he's so high up, he's not Mashkiach in this world. They believe in gods, they believe Hashem is above all the other gods, but there are other gods too, that's what they believe outside. Here in this place, from Sur to Kartigni, they believe he's like, here, with Am Yisrael, Hashgachas Am Yisrael, and involved in the world. Elaka de Elaka, right? Very, very high up. That's the difference between this area and the other areas. They could all believe in Hashem. The question is, if they believe, if they're so, they lift up Hashem in their mind so much that he's not even in the world, right? And that's also kfira, to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashkiach in the world. If you look in the Ben Yoyada, once we have it open, in the next piece, Dekari le'alaka de'alaka, he says, nearly, you know what they think? Yadua. We know that between, like the Ramban talks about in Parshas Achrayimos, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael, ein mazal Yisrael. This is direct hashgacha. The Ramban mentions that in Eretz Yisrael, there's clearly, purely direct hashgacha. The Ben Yoyada here is talking about in general, though. Ben Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no emtsa'i. Lochei nikra, Elokei Yisrael. Right? Elokei Yisrael, direct. Aval lagabi umas ha'olam, yish emtsa'i. Velochei nikra, gabi didam, Elokei Elokim. What does it mean, Elokei Elokim? So the, according to the Gemara, the Ben Yoyada says, the Gemara is saying that they believe that even between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, there's indirect hashgacha. That's the Gemara. Right? The kari le elaka de elaka. Choshvim shagam lagabi Yisrael nikra elokei elokim, velo nikra elokei Yisrael. Velachein amr, the kari le elaka de elaka, aval mitzur var kartigni, makir mechodin she Yisrael, amodim de nikra elokei Yisrael. There's a special connection between them, a special hashgacha. Right? And that's what we know throughout the ages. Right? Many have realized, right, that the fact that the Jews are still around, there must be some kind of direct connection, special connection between the Jews and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, each of these we spend more time on, the Ramban, right, in Achremos that we just referred to, but we'll continue. B'chol makom, once we quote this pasuk, let's talk more about it. B'chol makom muktar mugash l'shmi, b'chol makom saka daitach. You could bring karbanas everywhere. Muktar mugash l'shmi, everywhere, b'chol makom. Amar shabba nachmeini, amar san, eilu talmide chachamim, ha'oskim b'torah. B'chol makom, ma'ala ani aleyem, ki'ilu maktirin magishin l'shmi. No, it's referring to learning Torah. Learning Torah is ke'ilu ma'ala, as if you were brought karbanos. Right, and that's the, also remember the Gemara in Shabbos, the Flamid, where Hashem, David HaMelech says to Hashem, no, I don't want to die on Shabbos. He was told he was going to die on Shabbos. David says, let me die on Friday. Let me die on Friday, one day earlier. Hashem says, no, your time didn't come yet, and Tov, Yom B'chatzei Recha Me'elef, I forgot the exact pasuk, the pasuk in Tehillim, and the Gemara Darshan's from there, that Hashem says, David, better is one day of your learning than 1,000 karbanos that your son's going to bring. Right? So you see, what's the ikar and what's the tafel? Right? Learning is kili yirah karbanos, but really, in a sense, the learning is even more ikar, not that you don't bring karbanos, but that's what's mentioned here, the connection between learning and specifically karbanos, right? Saying karbanos in the morning. Whenever Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the first parakah brachas, maybe it's a din d'oraisa to say karbanos every morning. As ki'ilu, you brought it, like the Gemara in Megillah also says that Avram Avinu asked Hashem, "Bama eda ki rashana," right? After the korban, how I don't have any karbanos. So Hashem says, "Say the karbanos." You say karbanos as ki'ilu, you brought them. The Mishnah Berurah says in Simin Memches in Arachayim, Mishnah Berurah says that it's only if you understand it. You have to know what you're saying. Right? If I talk about Ola, I have no idea what I'm saying, I can't be Kilu Hikrivola. Mr. Burra says, Kavana plays a role. Right? I have to know what I'm saying. Right? As Rabbeinu Bachai, and he doesn't quote it, but it's Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai says this also in Parshas Tzav. Rabbeinu Bachai says, in Zayin Lamid Zayin. He talks about this, Vohinyin Shehu, very important Rabbeinu Bachai. He says, Kimitokach yiskalu einais enisichlo viyavinu niflos mitaras akarbanas. Ubaze yishtadel yoter v'kiyam atarva mitzvos. Ki ein lomar shetia kavana sheyehege v'yigros lashen haparsha bipsukeha ha'arumim mibalishi yizbonein bepirusham. Doesn't mean they don't understand it. If we say ezel makoman and understand it, then it's ki'ilu, we brought those karbanas. And he says the same thing with ukayote bazeb. Right, we see. Listen to this comparison. Ukayote beze amru kol haomer tila l'david b'chol yom muftach l'ushu ben olam haba. Right, we all know that. Three times Ashrei every day we get to olam haba. Doesn't mean just saying it without appreciating what Ashrei is about. That's a ben olam haba. Va'kavana ki mitoch she is bonein b'mashe yoru apsukim v'yomashe yirmezu oz yakir v'yavchin niflos t'mimdeim v'yischazeg libo be'emunat Hashem yisbarach va'avodaso ubaze yirash. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, it's ki'ilu, we brought the karbanos and we get kapar. Okay. Good. Umincha tahora, next phrase in the pasuk. Mincha tahora is alome torah bitahara. V'nosei, that's someone who learns Torah b'tara. What is that nosei? Isha v'yachakach lo mitara. Get married and then learn. Tosas talks about this different maimari chazal. Is it better to learn first? Because rechayim al tzavaro, right? V'osik b'tara. How is it possible? Or do we say the opposite? We say that, no, it's better to get married first. You don't have any taivas and yitzaharas and other things, and then learn. Okay, different chazals. Shira malos, hini baruch was Hashem, kol avdei Hashem, ha'om de beit Hashem, balelos. My balelos, amar of Yochanan, elu tamid chachamim, oskin batara balayla. Ma'ale alein, kakosev, ki'ilu asukin ba'avoda. Right, those who learn Torah at night is ki'ilu, you're doing the avoda, even though there's no avoda at night. Right, but if learning is ki'ilu, you did the avoda. And the Rambam, emphasizes this also in Hilchas Talmud Torah, where the Rambam talks about the uniqueness of learning Torah at night. Rambam at the end of Paragimel. Aval bisha mitzvah lomod bayom avalayla, ein adam lamed rov chachmaso ela balayla. Rov chachma. Lefichach, misha ratzel zakos bekeser haTorah, yizoher bechol leilosav. V'lo yovad afilu achas mehen, b'sheina v'achilu v'shesiyah v'sichah v'chayose behen. We shouldn't spend the whole night eating, drinking, sleeping. Special din of learning Torah at night. Rina shel Torah at night. But that's the Gemara here. And that the Shach quotes the Prisha in Yeridei in Reish Mem Vav, where the Prisha notes that especially we have to realize the winter nights. The winter nights where we have more hours of night. That's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo ivri lelya el lagirsa. Right? Night is for learning, and therefore we have to do our best to gain the secrets of Torah and make sure we're kovei itim, not only by day, but also by night. Good. La'olam zos al Yisrael. That's, if you want to look it up, it's in the Shach, Resh Mem Vav, Chafhei, I think it is, Chafhei in the Shach. Yeah. La'olam zos al Yisrael. What is that phrase referring to? That's what this is talking about when Shlomo HaMelech spoke about, was in Divrei Yamim, talking about the Karbanas that are going to be on the Beis HaMikdash, he says forever. Amar Rav Gita, Amar Rav, how is there Karbanas forever? Right, there's no more Beis HaMikdash today. Zem is Beach Banui, Umichal Saram Gadol, Omeidu Makriv Alav Karban. There's always a Mizbeach, if not in this world, upstairs. This is Mizbeach and Shamayim, right? Yushalayim Shamala, Yushalayim Shamata, and Michael Sar HaGadol is bringing Karbanas. Is bringing Karbanas on that Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eilu Tamid HaChachamim HaOskim B'Hilchas Avoda, Ma'ala Aleihem HaKosav, Ki'ilu Nivna Mikdash B'Meihem. If you're Osek in Hilchas Avoda, it's Ki'ilu, you have the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos here quotes different machlokas. The last Tosfos here in Menachos, Medrashos Chalukin, right? He was Makriv Alav Karban. So Yesh Misha Omer Nishmosen Shal Tzadikim. What was he being Makriv? Exactly. So some say the Neshamas of Tzadikim, some say Kvasim Shal Eish. Right? Fires of sheep. Sheep fires. Right? Whatever it is. The Hainu Damrina Netosva says, Lamay Nafgamina, what he was being makriv, where you put the comma in Shmona Esrei. Interesting, we sometimes say that you should call it the Amida. You shouldn't call it Shmona Esrei, because it's not really Shmona Esrei. But people call it Shmona Esrei, so it's something we call Shmona Esrei. Tosas calls it Shmona Esrei. So if Tosas calls it Shmona Esrei, it's good enough for us too. The Hainu Damrina Bishmona Esrei Bavoda. When we say, V'hashiv es Havoda Livir Beisecha, V'ishe Yisrael, Usfilasam bi'ava. Is there a comma after Isha Yisrael? Is Isha Yisrael read with the previous part of the phrase or the second part of the phrase? Tosva says it depends how you interpret this line. The Isha Yisrael, right? Is it, return the Isha Yisrael? Right? Vahashe, he says, Isha Yisrael, usfilasam bi'ava, skabal barason, or is it, accept it, and it's being brought now. The Isha Yisrael, usfilasam bi'ava, skabal barason. What do you mean? We're not bringing Isha Yisrael now. So maybe it's from beforehand. V'hashev, return it. So Tosfos says, depending on that, the last Tosfos in Menachos, Zalach HaLamaisa, right, what we're supposed to think about in the middle of Shmon Esrei, of the Amidah. Okay. Amar Eish Lakish, my dechziv, zos hatara la'olav la'mincha v'lachatas v'lasham, kol ha'osek b'torah, kilu hikrif ola. Mincha, chatas, v'asham. If anybody's osek b'torah, it's as if they brought all of these karbanas. Amarava, hi lo olo mincha, olo mincha mi boile. What's the lamid? Ela amarava, kala osik batara, enot sarech lo olo mincha v'lo asham. No, Rava says, no, it's if you learn, you don't need to bring it. Not that it's ki'ilu, you're bringing it. You don't need to bring it. The Chafetz Chaim in one of the prakim, right, he has Torah Or. Mama Torah Or, as Akdama to Asifa Sakenim, all about Kachim. He says, what's the machlokas here? Rava says, you don't need it. What's the ki'ilu? Sometimes when you have a ki'ilu, the main thing is what you're comparing it to. Right? Ki'ilu. Rava flips it. You don't need it because he's saying the ikar is the learning. So it's not learning is ki'ilu karbanos. Learning, you don't need karbanos, right? So that's the machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rava. Good. Amar Yitzchak, my dechsev zos Torahs achatas zos Torahs asham kol osik b'Torahs chatas ki'ilu hikriv chatas kol osik b'Torahs asham ki'ilu hikriv asham. Good. So zvachim and menachis we know are like a unit, And we mentioned the first Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim talks about Kavana Shelo Lishma. The last Mishnah in Maseches Menachos talks about no matter what you bring to Hashem, as long as your heart's in it. Nera Bolas Behema Yishirech Lichoach, Ubolas Ovi Yishirech Lichoach, Ubimincha Yishirech Lichoach. Everything Hashem, it smells good to Hashem. Lomar Lacha Echan Amarbe Vechan Amamit, Ubavashi Yechavin Li Bolas Shamayim. Right, whatever you do, Hashem is happy with as long as your heart is in it. I saw in the Hakdama to the Tzon Kadshim. Right, one of the, right, in the Asifa Zakenim. The Hakdama to the Tzon Kadshim, he talks about why did, and we discussed this a little bit in Zvachim, why this package start off with Shelo Lishma? Why did it start off with Shelo Lishma? Those halachas. And it ends off with good kavana. The Tzon Kadshim says, usually we have the principle of Mitoch Shelo Lishma Balashma. Usually we have that principle by mitzvos, by other things, right, but says the, by learning, Mitoch Shelo Lishma Balashma, the Eglei Tal and the Hakdama talks about this, but the Tzon Kadshim says, when it comes to bringing karbanas, Shelo Lishma is not going to get you there. Shelo Lishma is lo alu l'bayil m'shem chova. And that's why it starts off with that, because Kavana plays a role, plays a major role, and that's his last Mishnah here. That's why fascinating, connecting the first Mishnah in Zvachim and the last Mishnah in Menachos, right? Shelo Lishma, you don't say mitok Shelo Lishma, ba Lishma when it comes to Zvachim and Kachim, because that requires positive Kavana. And we mention often the amazing Torah of Rebbe Akiva Eiger, but here it is, it's on this Mishnah, so we have to say it now. The Torah starts off with a Beis and ends with a Lamed, Lev, what's the Iker, because the heart is the Iker, says Rebbe Akiva Eiger, what are the letters before Beis and after Beis, and before and after Lamed, Aleph and Gimel, Chaf and Mem. Ach, Aleph and Chaf is Ach, Gimel and Mem is Gam. Ach and Gam, Ach is always Lama'it, Gam is always Larabos. Whether you're Marbe or whether you're Mamit, Ach and Rako, Vavach Shechav and Libo, as long as your lev is in the middle, as long as the heart's in the middle, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in. Good. Amar Bizera Maikra, what is the Pasuk that we know this from, that everything Hashem, whatever you give to Hashem, it's quality, not quantity. Mituka shnasa oved, imma'at, vimharbe yochel. Ravada barava amar mehacha, barabosa tova, rabu ochleha. With a lot of good, the ochlim, the kohanim, are happy. Umakish on the bailah. But what difference does it make to Hashem? Right? To Hashem, it doesn't make a difference how much you give. Whatever you give is good. Tanya, Amr Shimon ben Azai, bo rei maxi beparchas akarbanos, shalom no marbohen, lo kevelo elokim el Hashem. The Shem Hashem that's mentioned in the Parsha of Karbanos is only Yud Kei Vav Kei. The name that is not about his relationship with us. Shlolitom Pischon Pel about Din Lachlok. So nobody has any kfira thoughts. The Meshech Chachma discusses this at the beginning of Parsha Shoftim. And he discusses, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Chaya Hove V'yia. That means Hashem is independently existent. Chas V'Shalom, we should think that Hashem gets something out of our karbanos, and he's lacking something, and we're being mashlim. That's this Gemara. Kel and Elokim are all his relationship with us. Midas Hadin, Midas Harachamim. Yudkei Vavkei is just independent. Hayo Aviyah, nature, nothing to do with us. That's why that's the name used by karbanos, to make sure we realize it's all for us. It's not for him. He's not getting anything out of the karbanos, more than we are listening to what he wants. Right, that's the Pshat of this Chazal, and that's why he says that on the Pasuk, that you can't plant an Asherah next to the Mizbeach. Mizbeach has to be made out of stone. A stone is unchanging. You can't water a stone. It's independent. A tree grows. A tree you have some input in. Don't put any trees next to the Mizbeach. Because a tree symbolizes, he could get something and be affected. A rock is not affected. And that's why that's the time for that halacha. Vayter. V'namar b'sharagas. It says by the big fat ox, Isherech Lichach, Ubaof Adak, Isherech Lichach, Ubimincha Isherech Lichach, Lomar Lacha Echna Marbe Vechna Mamid, Uvashi Chavin is Libo, Lashamayim. Veshemet Omer Lach, Ilahu Tzarech, and lest you say that I needed to eat, Tamalomer Im Erav La Omer Lach, Kili Tevel Malawa. Hashem doesn't need to eat. Venemar Kili Kochaiso Yar, Behemos Bahari Elef, Yadati Ki Kol Of Harim, Viziz Sadai Imadi, Haochel Vassar Abirim, Vedama Tu Dimeshte. Lo Amarti Alechem Zivchu, Kadesha Tomar, Easeh, Ritzoni, Viaseh Ritzoni. Right? I didn't tell you to give me karbanot, so that you'll say, I did his ratzon, I gave him something. No. Lo l'rtzoni atem zovchim, el l'rtzonchem atem zovchim. Shenemar l'rtzonchem tizbachuhu. It's all for you. It's all for you, and in that way, you get close to me. Davar acher, once we're on the topic of l'rtzonchem tizbachuhu, we end up with a halacha that was already quoted back in Zvachim, and it's going to come back up in Chulin. L'rtzonchem tizbachuhu, l'rtzonchem zivchu, l'daitachem zivchu. Have proper kavana when you shecht. So again, kavana is at the beginning of Zvachim and the end of Menachos. Beginning of Menachos too. Kidibai mine shmuel merafuna, minayin misasek b'kachem shu pasol. How do we know that misasek by kachem is pasol? Machogos Rashi Tosfos. In Zvachim daf mem zayin, what is misasek? Does it mean you didn't even have kavana for the maisa? You're just throwing a knife against the wall and you happen to shecht? Or for sure that's not good. You don't need a pasik for that. It's even if you have kavana to do a maisa, but not to shecht kachem. So, machlok is there. Shene'emar v'shachad is ben ha-bakar, sh'tei sh'chita l'shem ben bakar. Omer lo zu bi'adenu, hu la'akev minayin. How do I know that it's ma'akev? Tamalomar, l'rtzonchem tizbachu, l'daitachem zivchu, shecht with proper das. Again, this is a big sugya of misasek and kavana. There's a Tosfos and Achiezer and the Chazonish, but we'll get back to that. In the first parak of Chulin, we talk about this too. So, adon lach harei li'saron, and Baruch Hashem, we had this chus of focusing on these two major, the key to all of Kachim, is Zvachim and Menachos, right? Many, many dafim, and Baruch Hashem, we were zochah to learn together, and we should just keep going, Be'ez Hashem, every day here in Dafyomi land. Again, today's shiur was sponsored, L'Refuah Shalema, Yoshua Meir, Ben Rachel, Sarah. Okay, we'll stop here.